0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. It's Deanne. Deanne Burley Show, live on RBN. And we're coming up to the next hour here. We're going to be talking more about this situation of the government not working for us. They're working for somebody. I don't know who they're working for, but they ain't working for us. You call in, you get nowhere. You try to put in a fight, you know, to get justice, and there's nobody there. You go to the lawyering agencies, lawyers and attorneys and attorney generals and police and whatever, and they don't do anything. Now, why do I know that? Well, let me talk about the inside-out situation. I happen to work inside the courts, and I also work for lawyers. And I also had experience in this, vast amount of experiences in the fact that the police don't do what they are supposed to do. The attorney general doesn't do what she is supposed to do. I'm talking about Illinois. Heaven forbid these other states, because I'm hearing the same thing. Then you have the people out there that are supposed to be in the government agencies that review licensing. I don't know what their job is about. I'm relying to them, and they don't do that. They don't do anything. But and I've even been to EPA, John, and EPA tells you that there's not supposed to be this out there and that out there, and they allow it to happen. And then when you go in and have your car fixed because they're looking for emissions, they're all over you then.
Yeah, but they violate the law of the free energy and the clean energy. The information's out there. When you put it to them, it's like, oh, you're a troublemaker, and we're not supposed to know about that. And they just, it's like, it's a funny scenario of where they blow you off and are too ignorant and say, oh, well, you get people that say, oh, we're a physicist, and that doesn't really exist. And yet you can explain how a magnetic motor would work right in front of their face. You say, you know how a magnet pushes and pulls? And basically they set up a 12-volt magnet on the outside, which, you know, basically, you set it in a timing sequence where it comes and grabs itself. They shut the magnet off, and that the Aussies and the Japanese will bring one to your house for nothing if the utility company would pay them for the excess electric that they're generating with that free engine. And but the, in the United States, you don't hear about it. And again, it violates everything that the laws say we're supposed to do as far as clean air. We see the trees dying. We see our health being corrupted. Lots of things. And when it gets said and done, again, they're just an upfront. Front agency of a mafia system supporting the oil industry. In fact, I just saw it today in the paper. It went from $36 billion last year for ExxonMobil profits to $39 billion this year, a new record for them. And yet they're polluting the trees. They're killing us literally, and they're controlling us literally for what?
You know? Well, that's a good question. It's just like, you know, today. Now, the new thing out here, folks, is Peter Pan peanut butter. That happens to be, it's being recalled. They don't tell you what it's recalled for. It's like a whole bunch of people are getting sick from eating peanut butter. Now, again, you know, they pull things off the shelf. They say it's all got bad this and that and the other. But you got good farmers out there that could produce good peanuts or good products or dairy or whatever. And they're forcing them out off the market. And what are they being replaced by? It's not the regular farmers out here that are producing this stuff. A lot of the food now we're getting is coming in from overseas. A lot of the food stuff we have here is coming in from overseas, and the stuff we have here is being canned outside this country and brought back here.
Well, I was just reading about the bird flu. Got another break already here.
Yep, another break. We'll be right back. We'll talk 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Well, folks, it's Saturday, and it's late night with Deanne. Hey, don't forget, the clocks fall forward today. You got to sit that clock forward in another hour or so. So we're here on RBN. Callers, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I would like your comment out there on this subject because, you know, again, it's not only John and I that have this issue. I have talked to everybody out here. Let's go to like Bunny Greenhouse with the situation with the Army Corps of Engineers coming forth with the situation of overstating invoices. Because she brought it up, they were trying to get rid of her in her position, lower her to a lower position. And she was still waiting to get an attorney. She had not the money to do this. They had devoted her from one class to another, and she came up with very good information to show that Halliburton was involved with overstating invoices, pocketing huge sums of money, and the money never ever went to our military men who are now still sitting over there and stationed in Iraq. The thing, again, folks, again, it's coming out of your pocket, my pocket, everybody's pocket, because we're paying for this stuff. Halliburton is contracted through the government, and they have been involved with a fraud, alleged fraud, and conspiracy. But the thing is, that are they let go? Are they, anything happens to that with them? No. But the person reporting it, Bunny Greenhouse, she went through hell. And I can go on for days of people that have filed things. Sybil Evans, her documentation went under gag order. You have the situation with so many of these cases where there has been corruption and racketeering and fraud and everything else that goes on, and they basically cover the thing up. And the person that they that had come out with this information because falls to be prey to a victim of character and everything else, because they have made waves. They have caused people to see corruption that they've been trying to hide with clout. Now, in my particular case, I've brought, again, like I said, so many things out, filed lawsuits, referred people to all kinds of things. So I'm under attack that you would not believe. I had certain circumstances happen this week that it seems as though that there is a corrupt group tied to where I formerly live, which is Hinsdale, Illinois, trying to set up a scenario of corruption in my area.
The situation that I've got here also, it's like now I'm talking about going with the IRS agencies of like Supreme Law, to where you go with the Fifth Amendment and you don't have to pay income tax. And I'm basically being forced into this avenue to the fact that I've burned up my retirement to live and I meet the criteria of hardship. And yet I hired an accounting firm that advertises they deal with the IRS all the time, and they're one of the best. And they charged me $3,500 upfront fee, and supposedly at a rate of $250 per hour. They represented me in front of the IRS for a CDPH meeting, in which they got me nothing, and they said I'm labeled a tax protester. Well, I wrote back to them, number one, I was confused because what is a tax protester? I can't find it under any entities of the law, and I asked them for the code number of the law for a tax protester and the description. And secondly, I says, how does that meet my criteria of hardship, and how does that meet my criteria of extortion that I've perpetrated out here as an information? And I said, number two, I said, I paid you with the agreement that you were going to get me a lawyering system. That was basically why I hired them, to the fact that a lawyer should have been able to represent this case, open the case back up through the insurance company without even having any court action, because as my license was taken from me, I had a waste treatment class 3A license, and the day that I didn't meet the extended education, the Department of Environmental Conservation took my license. It wasn't the Department of OP, it wasn't the Department of Education, it wasn't the court system that took my license. Because I didn't meet my licensing criteria, Department of Environmental Conservation took my license, even though I could prove that they're corrupt in their system of licensing. An example, frequency can kill bacteria. 7-800 kills pathogenic bacteria. We do not need to use chlorine. We do not need to use fluoride as a toxin in the water system. We do not need to use aluminum as a flocculant. Aluminum is a toxin, again, in our water system and in our brains. It's given us more Alzheimer's. It's been proven. And I've argued these points, I've argued the points, I've taken it to the water meetings, I've taken it to the wastewater meetings, and I'm showing the education that I'm getting, and when it gets said and done, they snort my license. So anyhow, here you have a situation where someone's educating themselves out of the realm of what the powers to be are educating themselves and saying that it's the policy of licensing, and yet they supposedly have a power of goodness for licensing, of how they direct the truth of good health and FDA and all those kind of things, EPA. And again, here we have a system of lie. We have a system of corruption. And so now when I talk about things like when the government has a army policy of civilian work camps and civilian prison camps, and that the Georgia Guidestones wants to see an end product of 500 million population, and which means 11 out of 12 of us aren't going to be here, you can start seeing the avenues of them setting this up and actually articulating its fall so that it happens, and that you don't have the power to fight it. You don't have the power to come back from it. You don't have the, as we look back at World War II, how do we justify what they did. And if you start looking around and seeing what's happening right now, the people that aren't doing their jobs, the people that are saying, oh, no, this is right here, and then they're justifying it by saying that they're not responsible, or that they're, you know, they're, you don't have the proper paperwork, or you don't have this or whatever. And yet, like I pointed out, a kindergartner being explained this information would come up with the same results that I'm talking about, and I would be I'd be able to collect my insurance claim.
Well, the thing is, John, on this too, you know, you have, you know, the other factor of the fact that, you know, you have gone to everyone out there, and you paid through the nose. And the thing is that no one wouldn't understand this until they do this. When you have been in a lawsuit or battle for 10 years, and I've talked to a number of people who have done that. I've had cases myself go on for 3, 4, 5, 10 years or more. I filed here in Illinois. And there was enough evidence in all that to substantiate fraud on the court. The court continues, and this leaves it alone. You know why, folks? I'm going to tell you another little secret inside court. If you don't have an Ivy League attorney with certain law firms, so the higher, the bigger the law firm, the more prestigious it is, the more it seems that you may have done as far as if you litigate with that type of attorney. The other smaller guy, he doesn't even stand a spot in this. And also, he is fearful that if he steps out there and tries to make a move, you know, to do something to fight the corruption, then those that are corrupt that take him out so bad, he'll never, ever work in the law field. And it happens in medical industry, too. You got doctors in there under the same type of thing. It's all in regard to these peer groups. And the peer groups seem to be controlling the lawyering and the doctors and everything that is out there. So when you got a person out there that is trying to fight their case, it's a huge struggle because you can't find anyone to represent you. Then on the other side of the coin, with these Patriot Acts and all these House bills that they wrote and things, they have created a venue now that they're trying to completely get rid of pro se litigants. So if there's no pro se litigant and you don't have an attorney or a barrister, what the heck are you supposed to do? Again, you know, the table has to be turned back on the American population itself. We need to support one another in this. We need to do something because, like I said, each one of us has experienced something on these lines. It might not have been the same as John or my experiences, but you may have been in divorce court. You could have been in anywhere and had all your rights violated and then had things coerced and changed in court, which I've seen as well. I've seen them do this. I've seen them in the situation that you're in the court and you have this order, and the order is altered.
Well, you know, I've got situations like just in this last month, I've set that one report up, and it's approximately 3 inches thick, I'm going to say, of paperwork and a CD tape. And it cost me over like $580 just to make copies for 20 copies because, number one, you've got to have a copy for the court. You got to have a copy for your lawyer. You got to have a copy for the opposing lawyer. You got to have, and I sent it out to approximately 15 entities so that when one entity got it, another entity would be making phone calls and the phones start ringing back and forth because now I'm putting people under the gun of responsibility and what are they going to do? So here we have a huge group of people. I'm talking Judicial Watch. I'm talking DeFrancisco, Senator DeFrancisco of the he's kind of like an ethics checkboard for law here in New York State. I've sent it to Elliot Spitzer's office, who makes a mockery of it, and now he's our governor. I've sent it to I've sent it to like RBN and Genesis, and so that they have an answer on it. So if I go down and all of a sudden they hang me, that they'll have the background information, so that they know what happened, because the government will twist the story out of context. So I've got my story out there so everybody has the facts and the fact sheets in front of them, and I've also sent it to the OP office. I've sent it to the insurance company, which is supposed to pay me. So now they're, again, I'm making everybody more guilty because they know this crime's in action and they keep covering it up. So as this maybe someday comes out of wherever, all these people are semi-involved and semi-guilty. And again, if there's a karmic ability. So I'm working the spiritual end of this to hopefully turn this and make things better. I hear the music
we'll
again.
The commercial. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Hi, we're back up, and it's Late Night with Deanne on the Deanne Burley Show. And we're here with John Anastasis, and we're talking about, you know, what is going on, folks, where our money, our tax dollars are going to agencies, government agencies that are not doing their job. In my particular case, I went to the police department. I filed complaints about fraud, counterfeiting, racketeering, fraudulent mortgage companies, you name it, in Hinsdale. They didn't do anything. They ignored me. They thought it was a joke. And I even brought information in regards to September 11th out here before it happened. And all the people that were tied in and later on got arrested years later. But, you know, folks, if they had looked into it, do you think that maybe something could have happened? There were other people in Plantation, Florida, and all over places that were coming up and had information on conspiracy and racketeering and fraud and everything else that goes bump in the night and had reported it to government agencies and they didn't do anything. But then when the buildings went down in New York, you know, they got huge amounts of money, you know, surplus money coming in for all over the places to, for so-called protection of terrorism or whatever. But then a report just came out this week, and that money's being misused. So, you know, are you okay with this? Are you okay for them using your money and just wasting it and spending it whatever kind of way? And you go in there for services, you know, whether it be calling, you know, the agencies, police department, whatever, and they don't either answer the phone or they don't do their job and don't take reports or, you know something is illegal and they end up telling you something about, you know, they can't investigate because, you know, because on the backside you don't hear about this. They're told to stand down by another federal agent. So the thing is that, you know, these are huge situations. And, you know, dropping down to the level of what's going on with John here, you know, same thing. You know, he's got a court case. It was proven up. He won the court case, but the judge himself ordered there would be no money tendered. Why? When it was actually neglect, it actually won. So for the 10 years he operated, it affected, it impacted all his money and income coming in, income he needed for his family. 10 years down the road, and there's still no one that can do anything, nothing at all. Nothing at all. They basically want you destitute. Once you get into the court loop and the legal loop, then they want you destitute. There is absolutely no way on earth right now, if you're righteous and you're trying to do the right thing, that the government agencies will do the right thing and back you and make sure there's no corruption anymore. I'm not seeing that. What is your opinion, John?
Well, it's just what's going on. They want you to kowtow. They want a handle on you somehow, and I'm one of these people that I haven't wanted a handle on me, and I wanted to do it my own way. And that's one of the reasons why you're seeing more of the hardship of trying to solve a problem through the court system. Again, you know, this has been a terrific education for me because I was, you know, I felt I was pretty educated. I was in the waste business of whey, and I put it together with farming so that I could make the price of milk pay for itself where it was profitable. And between the two businesses, I was making it go, and I was extending to a third business to where I was going into the basically fuel business of either a secondary feed or a fuel system of what they call hydropolymerization or hydrothermal polymerization would have produced energy and out of this product and out of the cow manure, and so it would have been another stepping stone of even an extended business of waste and farming. And when I got said and done, that got chopped down to the fact that you know, they just didn't give me time or money and to put it together. I got my doors closed on me. Here we have today, it's just like they're telling us, oh, we're going to make methanol now because there's too much pressure on the oil industry. And so now Mr. Bush is down in Brazil trying to get cheaper sugar cane or something to produce methanol. They already had methanol plants all built back in the 70s. They were all turnkey operations. And when it got said and done, not one of them had a key put in them and turned on because it's like digesters. They don't really perform. When you take the corn and you figure out what it takes to make it in energy and put it in the pot and cook it down and make the methanol, there's not any production. It's almost a zero growth rate. But that's because the oil industries want to produce this false lead of, you can't do it, it's impossible. See, we've done it, we've spent the money, now we're we were going to do it, and I hear the music again, so we'll be coming back.
On break, folks, we'll be back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Hi, we're back, and this is Deanne live on RBN. Join me Monday through Friday on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, folks, don't forget to crank that clock forward. It's coming up in a little bit here. You got to make sure that you got the time right because, again, we might have another Y2K scenario. Who knows what this crazy stuff is going on with the government. Anyway, John, we got a caller. It's Rita from, Rita, forgive me. You call in and a lot, and I can't, I forgot what state you're in. Hey, Rita, how are you doing? Rita? Rita, are you there?
Hi, yeah, I'm in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, Rita in Colorado. I'm sorry. How
yeah.
you doing, Rita?
Oh, fine. I just thought, first of all, I'd like to share my take, you know, just being somebody who was listening without a lot of knowledge before, you know, and listening to John's situation, you know, then it gets kind of technical. But it took me a while to figure out, okay, yeah, he found out this stuff that he was trying to go through the government about negligence, and he got this case, and then the government comes after him. The government basically comes and messes with you, right? Is that the way it works?
That's correct.
Yeah, so, I mean, but it takes a little while for somebody, you know, just listening to say that. But maybe if you can, like, sum up that sort of situation in the beginning, you know, so then people can understand basically how it works. You know, I also, like, I'm one of these people where, you know, I wasn't even going to the government. You know, I was, like, had a meeting at my church and stuff, and I put out these newsletters. And then it was like, it's like the Christopher Berlin situation where they come at you with the police cars and the county sheriff's cars and the fire department and the, you know, everything with a siren for like about 10 miles around all, you know, comes at my house, you know. And, man, and then I ended up being in jail and having to do my own defense, and I did pro per, and got myself out. But it's hard, and you got to do everything just right, because I figured out, you know, I have to do these motions like dismissal for bad faith, and then even though they're not going to even listen to that, but because you make a dismissal for bad faith, then if you have an appeal, then the appeals court can say, well, this should have been dismissed on bad faith. So, but finally I get to conspiracy, you know. But, I mean, look at Christopher Berlin. You know, that's just a real blatant thing where they just kind of come after a guy, you know, and they lean on him, and then just like this big guy is fracturing his arm and making his eyes bulge out in front of his kid. But anyway.
It's horrible because, Rita, in that particular case, that happened in my old jurisdiction. I used to work in that circuit court where that happened with Christopher Berlin. And I had talked to the Hoffman State Police, and they said, isn't that kind of like excessive force to use, you know, when somebody comes out and asks a squad car, why there is a plainclothes squad cars hovering around outside his home? Yeah. And, you know, they basically said, well, he did something. I said, well, what did he do? And they said he made a threatening gesture. And I said, what is the threatening gesture? He turned to walk to his house. That was enough for them to taser him. This is tasers are dangerous because say that he had a pacemaker, say he had something wrong with his heart or anything like that, that could have caused him to go into cardiac arrest. And in fact, a lot of states banned the use of tasers. But again, you know, the thing is that, you know, when he's in court, coercion, his attorney, the attorney that he had that was representing him in the beginning, that said that he was going to be there for him and everything, that attorney ran away. Changed his whole tune and attitude because, again, he's going against his brotherhood. You know, if you go against the brotherhood, you're not going to be able to, you know, play. You know, you have to be able to make money as a lawyer. You go pay all this money to go to law school, and you got to make money. And if you go against your brethren in regards to stuff, and that goes inclusive of the judges, you don't get nowhere at all. Absolutely nothing. So right now he is, I think, still seeking out an attorney. And he's in a situation right now. He's floating around like everybody else in the Patriot movement. Everybody is floating around because they have totally vamped people's money out. And the corrupt upon corrupt that use the policing forces to do what their dirty deeds are running around and loose doing whatever the heck they want. It's just like I had a situation this last week happened, Rita, where there were police that came to my house. I went to the police department to stop a major invasion by the police because of something that somebody else happened to perpetrate while they were staying in my place, because their parents put them out. They had nowhere to go. And I don't really believe that this person did what they claimed that they said that he did. I think it was basically another coercion. They figured he was over here. They figure I'm a very mouthy and outspoken talk show host that gets things out there and stuff. So what they figured is they make a huge conspiracy around my household so that they could make a situation occur so that they can, you know, shut me down, shut my mouth down. And that's what they do. They either shut you down that way or they get you through a hospitalization, which they did me great harm in. Or then what they do is they will send people in that can disrupt you with using sound frequency devices and everything else. And, guys, it is not a conspiracy. They do that. They have these things out here, and they use them against people, and it's a nightmare out here. And, Rita, I know you went through a nightmare because if you're pro se, you feel abandoned. You feel totally alone, and you just, you know, you try to hold your own tune and fight as much as you can so that you can stay alive in the system. Is that not right?
Yeah, I mean, and I was, you know, kind of out on a limb anyway, you know, and it was really hard for me because, I mean, I wasn't even going to tell. I never even told my parents. My parents, I mean, passed away a couple years ago, and they never knew I was in jail. But, so it was really, really hard. But I had another point. I thought I could try to connect the African-American Cherokees and another point that John, when he called in the show before, when he thought he was late on your show.
Uh-huh.
He was wondering about the Jews are the monarchs of Europe, and if who are they? Are they, you know, the real Jews? Are they the real monarchs? You know, do they have? Can they call themselves the throne of Jerusalem? And you know, you start looking at how the world is. I mean, we've gone a whole lot of way since then. We've got a whole lot of different kind of people, you know. And Christopher Berlin is this guy. He married a Swedish girl, you know. We got, you know, farmers in New York and lawyers in Chicago and, you know, all kinds of different people. But what you finally figure out is that a lot of stuff has been based on convenient lies. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you want to get to the stuff about, you know, the monarchies of Europe and things like that, I mean, well, you know, we could start, you know, maybe sometime, you know, if we got to some convention or something, we could sit down for a couple days and then figure out that we've been believing convenient lies, you know, and then those convenient lies are based on other convenient lies. But that's kind of the way the government is too, you know. They've got to want to have these people like Clinton and Bush wanted to have they're Zionists, you know, and they're Zionists that made this computer system so there could be the super user that could, you know, do any kind of thing and, you know, command airplanes and do all this stuff. And they had to create this kind of system so that could all happen. So there's this kind of, there are these people in the government, you know, there are these people there. You know, and Christopher figured out who they are, you know, figured out who their last name is. They're Yoren. And this guy, Amit Yoren, just got a new contract coming like last February where he's in charge of all the cybersecurity on the Internet. And and the same guy, you know, the same family that Christopher, right before that happened, you know, that was what he said on Rumor Mill News, you know, is He figured that out. He figured that part out. So they want that convenient lie. So, you know, that's when they'll bring in all the different kinds of emergency vehicles all at once because they want to, you know, they want to say, well, they're going to lean on this person, and they'll say, this person's wrong because this person was pointing the finger at some people that they didn't want him pointing fingers at, you know? And well, that's exactly what happened to me when I was in Clear Lake Oaks. That wasn't the time I was in jail. That was the time that they take you to the hospital, you know. And then they always got to strap you down, you know. It's like you're perfectly calm or everything, but it's like they're just gonna like make a big deal out of something, you know. And so
don't you feel you're more educated now for having to go through this malarkey of craziness that God's put us through for whatever reason? It's an education in factor as far as I'm concerned, and it's woken me up to that things aren't what they are. And as I was pointing out some of the things that I was running into and making issue about them, I got a bigger education, and I've got an education now in law and also in maybe initiating better rules and better laws to the fact that I've had to live them, I've had to see them, I've had to work with them, and I realize what's good and I realize what's bad. So now when things all fall apart and we have to put them back together, there's people like you and I out there that could say, no, that didn't work and that's wrong and here's what we need to do, and we need to initiate the intent of what the law is and maintain it, because when you don't, you develop this corruption and then you get the animosity and you get, everything stops. I mean, as I was pointing out just before you came on, my education in the spiritual sense is much stronger now, and it's because I've had to work at it more. And of all these things that have happened, it's created a massive amount of work, but it's also created a massive amount of education in my part. I'm able to speak on this program now. I'm able to know where to go with a lot of this information. It's like I sent these reports that I'm sending out. I sent them out to the policing agencies because they're the ones that are going to...
Hello? Hello?
Going in to arrest somebody that has perfectly supported himself and upheld the law, and now they're breaking the law. I mean, these people can't feel very good about themselves.
Yeah, and I just think that it's like I talked to Christopher, you know, and it's like what you said, because I got that education. That was when I was in jail for 6 months. And he said, he's looking at this thing. He says, "Well, yeah, I've got this conspiracy case," but I told him, "Well, Christopher, go in, make this motion of dismissal, you know, because you gotta dot all the I's and cross all the T's, and you gotta have that thing. What it is like you're getting ammunition on the next court, so that this court can't mess with you. And if you never said this was about bad faith." You know, then they'll probably won't listen to your conspiracy case, even though it is conspiracy. You see what I mean?
Right.
You got to look at the whole thing like a trial lawyer. I mean, I was never a lawyer. I was just in jail, you know, but they had a library there, so I could go up to the library and I learned stuff, you know. And I did it all myself. I just made motions to the judge.
How long were you locked up, Rita?
6 months.
6 months?
6 months, yep.
For and what?
For, I was getting, okay, so the lie that they did for Christopher was that they didn't like him saying that bad things about here, the security people. Well, the security people in Eureka, California, there were Pinkertons, and these Pinkertons harassed me. And started running after me, you know, for no reason. I didn't do anything wrong. I was a good person. I was picking up a birthday present from my mom at the mall. Because I didn't have a credit card, I had to go get it, something from JCPenney's. So I went to JCPenney's, and then for some reason they said, "Well, that's not your credit card." I said, "Yeah," and my mom gave me a birthday present, you know, so. So then they started running after me, you know, it's freaking me out, you know. And then when I'm trying to get out, and then he gets right in front of the the car, you know, because they were harassing me. They were coming after me. You know, they knew who I was because I had been on the radio. I had gotten interviewed for on the local FM station for a half hour before talking about mind control, the stuff we were talking about before and all the stuff that they're harassing me with, you know, for a long time. I had been getting that stuff. And I had talked to the October surprise pilot that took George Bush Sr. To Paris, France, and he called me all the time. I mean, like 12 times I had a whole bunch of recordings, and he'd wrote me letters, and I knew his wife, Raylan and Russ Bucker, is actually the same lady that's got the bulletin board that Chris wrote that thing on, Rumor Mill News. But, anyway, I mean, they were harassing me. They were coming after me and starting to fight, and so I was trying to leave the parking lot, and the guy jumped right in front of my car, you know, and there's, oh, Rita was, you know, so they were going to be calling me like a attempted murder, you know. They were going to try to put me in jail. They were going to put me in prison and try to say, and then because I didn't stop, you know, right away, I stopped like about, you know, like three rows of parking lot, lanes over till I stopped my car. They're going to say I was trying to flee, and that was going to be another felony. If I got another one, it'd be three strikes, I'm out. They just
we're going to stop you right there. We're going to break, but folks, this is what's going on. This is a good example. Be right back after this break.
Your life demands long-lasting power for everything. If you want to find the best battery selection at the best prices, then BatteryStation.com is the place for you. Find common or hard-to-find batteries for practically everything, from computer backup units and camcorders to cell phones and wheelchairs. Go to BatteryStation.com for all your battery supply needs. At BatteryStation.com, you'll also discover high-tech LED tactical flashlights for every task, from trusted names like Surefire, Tektite, Gerber, Pelican, and more. BatteryStation.com offers lights featuring super bright, super tough, long-life LED technology. At BatteryStation.com, you'll find tough, crush-proof, waterproof, airtight, hard cases of all sizes from Pelican, Otter, and S3 Extreme. Visit them today, BatteryStation.com. It's all one word, BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Your source for batteries and accessories at very low prices. BatteryStation.com.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Back. It's Deanne. And we're talking here with our caller, Rita, and we're with John Anastasis, my co-host. And we're talking about how people are either set up in the government because they might know too much, or they might be, you know, involved in something or reporting something that they don't want out. Well, this is a measure of a tax that they use. This is what they think of, connive, and create scenarios, scenes, various things. And they also just come running at you, you know, from different parked cars, places you would not believe. And then they can take you somewhere, and they can do basically whatever they want. What do you think about that, Rita?
Yeah, and I mean, I got scared. I kind of knew what was going on, and when I was in jail, I actually I disqualified every judge in the county, every judge in Humboldt County, because they were all part of the super mob. They were all working for either Palco or Michael Milken, or all, you know, somehow connected to those people. And so I disqualified. There are three departments, so I disqualified departments 1, 2, and 3. And so finally, because I was scared, because I knew if there was enough, you know, if there was enough going on so that they could have Pinkertons running after me like that, that they had to have the judges already in their pocket.
Well, thank you, Rita, very much for calling in. And we got another caller. We have a caller from Illinois. Caller, are you there? I couldn't make out your name. Caller?
Hi, Diana. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
I'm here. Are you there?
Okay, I'm here.
I've been listening to the show most of the night, and I don't have a question about, you know, the lawsuit that the guest has. I mean, it's like really unfair and stuff, but I was calling because I wanted to know if you were following or had any idea of what's going on in the Zion, Illinois mayoral race.
No, please tell us here.
Well, there's a guy named Dave, and he's running. He's a white guy. He's running against a black guy named Rockingham.
Okay.
And I'm in with the Dave group, and I thought that if you checked it out and were interested in it, it might be a good opportunity for you to, you know, if you thought that his campaign was noteworthy, to support him, and I could get you on the Waukegan radio station, KRS. And I think as a public relations venture, it might be a pretty good thing for you because it would get you publicity that you wouldn't ordinarily garner, if that makes sense.
Well, tell me about this candidate. What is this platform, the one that you're for?
His platform basically is against police corruption in Zion, Illinois, and corruption in the educational system. And it's a very closed system, you know. That's his platform. On the runoff, they had three candidates. They had a 17% turnout. I think he got around 500 of 2,000 votes. But I thought it might be a natural. I listen to almost every week. I thought, yeah, might be
well, if you can hold on a minute, I'm going to ask my producer to get your number, if you wouldn't mind. Thomas, can you get his number for me? And we'll be right back after this. We're going into the Ask the